Skunkchen Butte. Not recommended for trailers.
This isn't a trailer, is it? No. My house is a trailer.
Now we get to hike. Park it. We'll walk up.
Without a vagina.
Old lady had diarrhea. Is this a good place to park?
Oh, do you have a choice?
No. Why don't you park it in slot C?
Park it in slot C.
Let me get my crap together. What happens when we get that by lightning?
Well, it hurts. Hey, Mark, if you're real quiet, we might see some wildlife. Skunkin Butte Trail, foot traffic only. Wow, what a view. You can see out over the farms, over the lava beds to Tule Lake, all the water. Binoculars are in the truck. Hey, Mark, could you bring the binoculars, both pair? It's a cloudy, overcast day, really dark clouds today. The wind is temporarily quiet. But the clouds are moving quite rapidly. They look like they're moving about 40 miles an hour or so, 30 miles an hour up at altitude. So you got the binoculars? Both pair?
What?
Both pair?
No, just this. You want the other ones?
This trail is at about 35 degree angle up.
It is a steep. I didn't sign up for this.
Let's see, what is that?
It's a wildflower.
A lot of sagebrush around here. A couple drops of rain falling on us. Light drops of rain. Facing the volcanic cinder cone top, there is a ranger station lookout visible. Oh, they provided a bench for us. Isn't that wonderful? We'll try the bench out.
I need to get some knee breathing.
Maybe it means it's full.
You know what happened is batteries are dead again.
Oh, and the whole thing?
And what happened was I took a picture and it sits there, takes a few seconds to record it to the card. And before it all got recorded, it shut itself off for low battery.
There should be a safety to force it through, right? A lot of swallows there. That looks like a swallow, doesn't it? Triangular wings and they dive bomb. Well, let's head on.
Let's see, it can rain.
Cepeda's probably at the top laughing at us now. Hey, there was one of those spiral seeds. Oh. I think we stepped on it. Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
That drill themselves in. Here's another one. A bunch of them, like one every yard or so. I think the trail circles the whole butte, or just side winds up the side, switchbacks maybe. Yeah, we found a bush just full of those spiral tendril seeds. Yeah, they kind of fly. The rain is starting to get a little more precocious. So those are the dowels. And it looks like we've got a rain gauge here. Nice silvery unit. This cone looks like it's made of red andesite. Up here in the top. I think we'll get struck by lightning up here in a rainstorm. Ooh. A little bit of concrete for steps. And we're up to the lookout tower. Oh, it doesn't look like we can get indoors. But we can get in. Inside. Excuse me. Let me push you off the edge. Well, we're in the shade of the tower. From the wind and the rain. Looking out over the storm-cast plain. Well, what do you have to say on this momentous occasion?
Three words, tuberoni.
Tubacular?
Tubular. I want to go inside there and hang out.
It's locked up though, right?
Yeah. I want to go in there and turn the heater on.
Oh, man, they get the heater.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to go in there, turn the heater on, hop on the bed and read my book.
Ooh, that would be delicious.
In that order.
Didn't you feel like Edward Abbey? He was a lookout man for many years.
I feel like Thutmose the Third.
Thutmose?
The Third.
The Third. King Hut and Sut.
King Hutsut the Fourth.
Watchanabe.
Boy, it's cold over here.
Well, I'm waiting for thunder to strike, you know, lightning, thunder. I'd like to record some. Okay, God, you got that? We want a lightning hit, please. It looks like this is well grounded. We might get a little fried, though, in the process. See those grounding rods here holding the roof down?
You come out of here with an afro.
Yeah, kinky hair.
Pneumonia. Oh, there's a big storm coming. If we wait.
If we wait, we might get the thunder.
We're going to be right in the cloud. Let's wait for the cloud. Look at the cloud coming.
Oh, yeah, it looks pretty wet, doesn't it?
Look.
Coming out of, what did you say direction? That's the southwest, huh? Approximately.
Where's your compass, Tony?
He left it down at the truck. Well, that's kind of neat. You can see the gorges and everything all around here.
What's a gorge?
Gorgas Borge. Jerk. Does it mention the Fern Cavern on any of these maps?
No.
Now we're back to the east lookout, shaded from the wind and the water.
Maybe.
Okay, you want to pass out the snack bars, Mark?
Elevation 5295.
8:26.
What's that look like to you? 42? 52? 42. Summer of 42.
What a view, huh?
Hey, this place has an address. This is 30 Stanky Butt Road.
Is it? It has an address?
75 Stanky Butt Road.
Skunkin' Butte.
I know what. Subject to violation. Let's see if we can pick the lock, and then we'll spend a storm inside the room.
All right.
According to the schedule, when did they come up here? Daily schedule for the lookout.
We would be able to see their road Can you see your van down there, Mark?
Yeah, we can see the van way down there. It's no bigger than a pinhead.
Bigger than Tony?
Yeah, one of those map tacks. I'll take one.
Tony's so, he's such a food snob.
We're gonna get immersed in gray.
You notice everything's going black? And you feel like you're in Transylvania right now?
Transylvania?
Yeah.
Dude, that could kind of feel like, an old Dracula movie.
Yeah. And the old Chupacabra's gonna come in and... Uh-oh.
They're gonna blow up.
Oh, this is not gonna be nice. They're gonna find us.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's coming. We're gonna be surrounded by hypothermia. They're gonna find us up here, and we're gonna be twitching.
Yeah.
What?
At least we have our flight recorder documenting us.
At least we brought our flight recorder. That will be on TV, Channel 9. Analysis of a disaster.
Fading.
Ooh, this is a dark cloud, isn't it?
I'm fading.
Maybe we really will get some thunder. These don't look like thunder clouds, though.
Thunder?
Lightning clouds. I don't think they want you up here during a thunderstorm. Oh, look at the rain.
We'll just wait for the rain to pass. Mark, do you have a jacket I can borrow or something? I know what. Let's hit the place of boys and get warm. This reminds me of when I would go out to my uncle's ranch out in Mexico. And it's also... His ranch was under a volcano, and then it would rain this hard, and then we would all crawl into this tin shack, then you just hear the rain just falling right on top of the tin shack, and then we would sit there and eat bean burritos and wait for the rain to go away.
And then fart and poison each other, so they had to run out into the rain.
No, we're classy Mexicans. Why would he stricken but classy?
You don't fart.
We don't fart.
Okay. Excuse me.
Now tell me, look at the little stool in there with the telephone pole insulators on the ends of the legs. Is
that that's what you're supposed to do during a lightning storm. Is there a bench?
There's a little stool. It's on the other side of that.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, with the glass insulators.
Lightning rods on the roof.
What?
There's probably lightning rods on the roof.
There is one there. I'm getting out of here.
Are you scared?
Yeah, I don't like lightning.
Well, I'm going to sit about midway here myself between the insulators.
Can we go now?
I don't want to go down while it's raining. Let's wait till it passes.
It's not going to pass. It's a huge thunderstorm.
Well, let's wait till it gets really muddy on the way down so we slip and fly. This is part of our disaster. Our mistake recording method.
Yeah, give me the keys of the van. I'm going to run down to the car.
You know which key it is?
Don't do it. He'll drive away and leave us here in the rain.
Better not. If you guys don't make it down like within around 2 hours, I'll just assume you're
dead. Send for help. Now, just wait. I order you to stay here and be fried like the rest of us.
In 10 minutes, keep waiting.
This is your stupid idiot commanding officer. Stay.
Who's got water? Got some water?
I got water. Does that mean I have to take my belt off?
Mm-hmm.
Uncinch my cinch.
A big storm's coming, guys.
Does that mean you're a coward? How are you going to lower your macho level?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, I'm just smart. There's a difference. I lied. I'm really not an idiot.
You've been faking it all these years.
In the grass. They're fornicating.
You smell the smells. Smell the wetness out there.
I hear the smells.
You want some
I
water?
Taste the sounds.
No.
You hear the smells and taste the visions.
Taste the sounds. I see the feelings.
The so warm things are out there.
I guess it must get windy up here. They have to tie the building down if they care for us. Unless that's just for lightning.
That's the roof, yeah. The wind could take the roof off.
And here we are up here, being stupid, or no, are we just stupid or idiotic?
We brought the beers.
No, we didn't bring the beers. There's the foolishness. Yeah. A trip up here without beers.
We need to start a fire.
Yeah, let's
this
burn the cabin
this
down.
Is a stone right here. We can build a little fire right there.
Yeah. Mark jumped off the butte and suicide.
Mark, let me borrow your rain jacket.
No.
Well, did you learn any more over there? These handrails are awfully low, aren't they?
Kind of.
They are.
Kind of.
I don't think this is a wheelchair access visitor site.
We do. We need to break in there, turn on the gas heater, lay down on the cotton radio for a helicopter. It's got to be a radio in there somewhere.
Are the clouds breaking up anytime soon?
No Morse code. What's SOS? Da 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 da.
Did it da 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 did it.
Did da da da
did it. Sorry, I mentioned it.
Here we are at cloud level. We're above cloud level.
Yeah, we're above cloud level now. Do we have any soup at home to warm us up?
Yeah, we do.
You were talking about melons for lunch. You're a fool. We want hot food.
We have Vinti Moore beef stew. Two cans. We have two cans for lunch.
But it's only 11:10, so. Yeah, but we're starting to be surrounded by the white mist now.
I want fruit.
Any moment now, the.
I want to hang out and experience.
You want to have a real. You want to be in the storm?
You want to be the storm?
Did you bring the cigars with you?
Oh, look. Look. We're losing all visibility.
Yeah, visibility is going down to 100 meters. I can see my breath now.
Do you want a cigarette? Last cigarette?
Her last cigarette.
You need to stop smoking, Mark. That's such a disgusting habit.
Mm-hmm.
I can see.
You need to stop going to hookers, Tony. That's such a disgusting habit.
I can see clearly now. The clouds are down. I can see testicles in my way.
It is kind of weird being in the cloud, huh?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to do for
knowing
me?
At any moment you could die from a lightning stroke.
That digital camera, just get me a little 6-volt gel cell battery and make a belt pack for it.
Cell gel?
And a wire so that I can just have a big battery pack.
Have a portable power system, huh?
Because damn double rays last about 10 pictures and the thing's dead.
We could get you a fuel cell. You know, one of those oxygen fuel cells or water fuel.
Don't get scared now, but I just heard thunder.
Good.
Cool.
This, like
this is a likely spot for it to strike, too.
This is a perfect place for a castle, wouldn't it?
If lightning was to hit, it would hit up there and it would all go dissipate down these metal rods.
Hopefully. It would take the path of least resistance.
Go through us and we're pretty resistive, aren't
we? Not really.
Well, you work for a band, so you're probably, I mean, you're in a band, so.
I'm more.
Are you a conductor?
Occasionally.
Are you a good conductor?
No. Look at the rain.
This is a good, perfect spot for a
castle. Can you hear the rain?
Yeah.
Are you capturing the rain?
I'm trying to, but you're always talking.
All right, everybody shut up.
All right, I'll stop talking now.
Could you quit wrestling too? Do you have this anal fetish about authority figures? Now you quit that. Okay, we can come out of our trance.
Do you get the sound of my ashes hitting the deck?
Well, probably.
Moon shadow.
I know, really fun laps around this.
Now you march around the tower.
You might be perverted. Can you stop it?
Now you want me to push him from the top? Now that you got him. You just fall on those rocks below and crush his skull.
He's pretty perverted. He's got me between his legs.
I'm waiting for a good thunderclap, you know.
Yeah. First sound of thunder, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Me.
It's probably maybe the safest place, huh? Because it's sure to attract the lightning.
A little bit of sky there.
Just a tiny bit.
When I was an itty little baby, my mama used to rock me in the cradle. What a hoe.
Cotton fields rock home.
And when I was an itty little baby. When I was an itty little baby, my mama used to rock me in the cradle.
We're almost in a whiteout situation now, aren't we?
We almost start.
Don't stand too close to the edge. You might become a conductor.
You might become a casualty. Get that?
I'm sure I did. I will put it through stereophonic reverb and multi-effects 3D dimensional sound expansion.
It's alarmed.
No, but it's locked.
What, USNPS, what does that stand for? National Park Service.
Now, this is Tony and Mark breaking into federal property. We have it legally on tape now.
You better cut it out. You can't get us in trouble, man. And I was I know how to pick locks.
Steve?
Yeah, I've been doing it. I don't have the tools. You need long, slender little metal things, like paper clips and stuff.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Who taught you how to pick locks?
I just figured it out.
Did you really?
Yeah. You know, locks on the flipper doors at work? I can pick those really easy with a paper clip.
I can't even see the truck anymore, can you?
Nope.
I know, I can't.
It's been stolen.
Like
I can't see the campsite.
Where the mist comes in and there's like monsters and things.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's getting worse.
Hey. I can't see.
Well, at least we're dry here.
Are we?
If we were hiking on the Symbol Bridge Trail, we would be sopping wet. Not me, but I'd be under my umbrella. You would be sopping wet.
Yeah.
Is this wood?
No. That's some concrete or masonry.
They should have brought my book.
It was nice of them, though, to do it this way, because it makes a nice little bench for people, for visitors.
You bet there isn't somebody in there, you know?
Yeah, that we could talk to and get information.
In there, so they must talk
do they?
To people.
Yeah.
Well, it's Sunday. This might be their day off.
See the little book rack there? See the little book rack?
Oh, yeah.
To the right side on the top? Go into the window and you'll see it.
There are some birds way off in the distance. You can barely hear them.
There's a lot of beans.
Just read it. Look out. Break the window and get me one, okay?
Doesn't every place have like a key right above the ledge?
This one's not open. This one doesn't.
Yeah, under the doormat or something.
This one doesn't close.
Look around for the key, you know, like, did they put it up on a ledge up above? See the little speaker up there? Is it on the speaker?
Probably under a rock somewhere.
The peaker.
You know, they'll probably put it real close.
Kind of a shortwave radio in there somewhere. There's a cigarette lighter socket attached to the wall over there.
If you were a ranger, where would you hide the key?
Up my butt.
They have to, because they don't have enough keys for everybody, right?
Is that an alarm?
No, I think it's just an external speaker from the radio, so they can monitor. There's a hatch in the roof. Why don't you climb, grab on here, and swing yourself up onto the roof, and go down through the hatch and open a window?
I don't think so.
It's an idea.
It's not.
A lot of beads.
Well, is it raining hard enough for us to start back down yet? We could just stay up here. This is kind of cool. This is more cool than sitting in camp being rained on.
Anybody got any AA batteries with them?
Oh, yeah, sure, here. I store them in my colon.
I didn't bring my backpack.
It's bothering me.
I'm telling you to return it.
Well, maybe I will, Nancy.
Was an itty little baby.
You were never an itty bitty baby.
When
did
I,
you say you were 10 pounds when you were born?
When I was kumbaya. I was 10 pounds.
That was almost 10 pounds.
When I was an
itty. I forget what I was.
I was
a little baby. My mommy rocked me in the cradle. What a ho. Are you recording all this for posterity?
Yeah, for posterity. I'm gonna send it back into time so that they can make sure you're never born. All three of us will send it back in a time capsule.
All three of us?
To our parents. And they will make sure we're not born.
No birthing babies.
Go back in time.
Why do you resent the bird?
Because they're there. No.
That's what they're there for.
Okay, go over there and simulate a lightning sound for me. Will you? Like thunder? I'm getting really frustrated without genuine lightning and thunder noises. But you have to be way out in the distance so for it to sound stereo right. So keep back up. Back up. Back up more.
Back up. A little more.
A little more. Hey, the rain looks like it's getting horrid now. How come the rain is moving horizontally? In the rain? Are you crazy?
The Peter goes.
Look at this rock is loose here. Did you do that?
Ooh, you broke it.
You're in trouble.
Ooh, I'm telling.
Look, the glass is cracked right there. And if you just kind of, you know, you could just.
I'm telling. And I
pay for the damage, officer. We just wanted to get out of the rain.
Yeah, the rain looks pretty thick all around us now.
See these pins here? I think that's what's holding this part of the window up. If you had a really strong magnet...
But they're aluminum.
They could pull those pins out and this would drop and we could climb in.
You think so?
See the little speaker? That's for they broadcast the radio.
It's been painted shut for the last 50 years, I think.
Well, see this one.
Look at that.
They listen to you.
This one doesn't have anything locking it, but it's painted shut.
Yeah. So is this one. Well, I got my knife. We can just cut. So that's recording everything we say. Later prosecution. Persecution.
I'm getting cold. Let's go down.
Well, what are we going to do after we get down?
I'm crawling.
I mean, we're going to just sit in the truck?
No, we're going to the caves.
Which cave? We could go down to Valentine Cave, and it always fills up with water during a rainstorm.
I thought we were going to the Skull Cave.
Well, there's ice in there, and we're cold, aren't we?
I am. I'm cold.
I am. You're a cold yam. Yeah, this is gonna be something to do. Oh, look, it's a filter duplexer.
What the hell is that?
Model number 02020, patented.
What is that?
Serial number. Frequency 171.750. Sinclair Radio Laboratories, Inc., Tonawanda, New York. Filter duplexer.
A ton of Wanda, New York?
Are we gonna stay up here all day?
No, we can go. We can go down if you like. Would you like to go down?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
Should we go down?
I don't want to be.
We could go in a cave that's dry. Is there any caves that are dry?
I want to go in a Skull Cave.
But you have to hike quite a ways to get to that, don't
that's
you?
A big cave.
In the rain.
Where's Valentine Cave?
You have to drive out to it. We drove past it when we went to the Glass Mountain.
I want some hot chocolate.
Valentino Cave, Reno.
We could go talk to the ranger. Maybe the ranger lady's there, and we could just talk to her all afternoon.
Fred wants to meet Yvonne.
No. We met Yvonne already.
Oh, we have?
She gave the speech last night, right? She's about 72.
Is that why you weren't in your skin for an hour last night?
Probably.
Your rendezvous with Yvonne?
Probably. Well, I think I'm going to shut the recorder down because we could blaspheme as we go down. So I'm going to shut the recorder down.
Blaspheme.
Blaspheme, what's that?
Blaspheme.
We could say naughty words.
What's blaspheme?
Blasphemy. Saying bad words. We could curse the name of God or Jesus and then be damned to eternal hell. Condemned to eternal damnation.
Ooh, who's going to give me some water?
I don't have anything with me.
Fred.
I thought I offered you some a little while ago and you said no.
Fred gave you the canteen.
And I gave it back to him. Because it belongs
should
to
I
him.
Share? I don't think I should share with you.
Sharing is for friends.
I don't think I should share, you know, because...
Sharing bodily fluids.
The problem is I have to unbuckle my belt in front of you, and then you get these weird ideas in your head.
Get excited.
Just hang your head over the rail and open your mouth, you know, and the rain will fall in.
Water coming out of the downspout.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's relatively pure
it's
water.
It's passing, and I can actually see the valley floor now.
Really? Hey, trucks for effective radiated power from Sinclair. U.S. government property.
You know, another swill.
Will.
Before I put it away.
Have another swill.
Yeah, let me have another suck off of that before you put
it's
it away.
Got a little southern comfort in there to help hone your senses.
Pass the buck, Chuck.
Good idea.
Gotta be 50 ways to leave your mother.
50 ways to...
And you still haven't found one.
It's gotta be 50 ways to leave your mother. Take out the grass, gas. Oh, look. It's going away. I think we should just wait by another 5 minutes and it'll all go away.
You think so? I'll almost be out of tape then. Boy, this has been a quick day for the tape recorder.
Tony is definitely bipolar.
Actually, we used an hour and 20 minutes worth of tape.
Right.
That means I have...
You just reskill from one stream to the other.
40 more minutes of tape.
Give me the keys. I'm running for the truck. We're going to get hit by lightning and die.
I think we should wait another 5 minutes or so, and then we'll go.
Is this a clearing that we can run down the hill real quick?
Yeah, look, I can see the van.
Maybe we should go down now.
Okay,
let's go down.
All right, signing off the radio.